are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Oh, woo, yeah, man, keeping on dancing. I know, I'm excited for the show also. All right, now we have new news on Ariel Castro. Breaking news. Now, Ariel Castro, not Fidel Castro, we're talking about Ariel Castro, who was the Cleveland kidnapper, right, that kidnapped Amanda Bear, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight. What they're now saying is he did not die in a sexual act from autoerotic asphyxiation, but he died by committing suicide. Apparently, consultants to the Ohio prison system have determined in a report, it's a 25-page report, that they examined the incidences of suicide in the state of the prison system, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry. This is what they do. And they looked at two cases in depth, including the high-profile case of Castro. And remember, Castro was found hanging in his cell on September 3rd with his shorts around his ankles. Prison officials noted that it was unclear what that meant. But the case was turned over to the Ohio State Highway Patrol for consideration of the possibility of autoerotic asphyxiation. Why the Highway Patrol, right, would be involved, not too sure. Now, we've talked about autoerotic asphyxiation, where somebody is seeking sexual thrill by choking themselves, leaving them, rendering them unconscious. They end up dying, right, because they basically asphyxiate, okay? The consultant said that all of the evidence pointed to suicide, all right? And the reason why is they say Castro had arranged his family pictures and a Bible in the cell. All right, so not a lot of people, if they're sexually gratifying themselves, would probably have family pictures and a Bible nearby, right? They said also subsequent reviews by the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Franklin County Coroner also reached the same conclusion. So in conclusion, they say based upon the fact that this inmate was going to remain in prison the rest of his natural life, under the probability of continued perceived harassment and threats to his safety, his death was not predictable on September 3rd, 2013, but his suicide was not surprising and perhaps inevitable, which kind of confuses me, you know, because, I mean, aren't these people watched and on suicide watch, right? Now, remember, Castro had, he was 53 years old at the time. He had pleaded guilty to kidnapping three women from the streets of Cleveland back in 2002 to 2004, right? They kept him in the house, abused him, and, you know, we know what happened, all right? And then I guess he was found in a cell with his pants down, hanging from a sheet attached to a window hinge. Some inmates suggested that his pants slipped because of his 10-pound weight loss since entering prison. The one nurse interviewed by the consultant said Castro was completely naked. And a supervisor said it was not uncommon for him to be naked in his cell, all right? So let's see here. All right. Okay. I don't know if I want to really talk about this much more. Now, of course, you know, he was already on suicide risk. And so if he, or suicide watch for suicide risk. So he was supposed to be checked every 30 minutes, but they say that two prison guards were placed on paid administrative leave, right? Because the checks were not carried out. Okay. We're not supposed to have people kill themselves in prison. Okay, they're supposed to stay, they're supposed to, you know, do their time. We're not supposed to let them get an easy out. I know some of you don't think that it's an easy out, but it is, okay? I mean, it is. I know it's sad, and I don't want anybody killing themselves, but still, okay? I mean, this guy should have really paid, really, 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 really paid, you know, for what he did, all right? And, I mean, who knows? Maybe some of the guards wanted this to happen. You don't know. You know, I mean, maybe they're like, you know what? I mean, if he's going to commit suicide, let him. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Just it doesn't make sense. There's a lot of things that don't make sense. Now, we did talk about when a person hangs and what happens. Like, erections happen when you hang. You know, I mean, things can look sexual and not. You know, I mean, you know, people when they get hung, they could have an erection. Clothes can fall. You know, you could dehydrate and pants could loosen if he doesn't have a belt. So, I mean, you know, things could happen. It didn't necessarily, you know, mean. But then again, some people will die naked. They don't want to die with clothes on. They just want to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, remember, Ariel Castro was not of sound mind. Don't try to put any logic into his death when he really didn't have a sound mind to begin with. Kind of scary when, you know, he was able to, you know, execute what he did, you know, with, you know, three women being hidden in his house for, you know, 10 plus years. I mean, it blows your mind how people like that could be in society, go to work, raise a daughter. He raised a daughter, for crying out loud. Right. You know, and this is somebody who's who's as sick as he is. So don't try to put any sense into that. All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. OK, a student doesn't need sleep. This is some sort of a weird health condition. We'll talk about why she doesn't need sleep and has been going without sleep. All right. We also have, if black men were raised by a single parent, they seem to be more prone to high blood pressure than those with both parents in the house. Then there's been some question whether people are getting shingles because of the chickenpox vaccine. Does the chickenpox vaccine cause shingles? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to give you the latest updates on this Metro North accident where they think that the driver actually fell asleep. All right? At first we were told he was daydreaming. Then we were told he fell asleep, which I, again, you know, leads us to believe that maybe we're not screening these people for sleep apnea like we should. All right. And then a study has come out saying men do have selective hearing. Okay. For those of us who are shocked by this one, there's actually some scientific evidence. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Both are free. You can download those at your smartphone store. Like I said, great stocking stuffer. Okay, you need to buy your wife a gift. Get her the Dr. Dahlia app. Okay, tell her you spent a lot of money on it. She'll be happy. All right, and, okay, well, I know you can't get freebie gifts. And I told you what I did for stocking stuffers. My husband had put a lot of fishing stuff. Little fishing tackle, fishing things. Yeah, yeah, it was great. Great stocking. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. So, do men have selective hearing? Apparently, there is a study that says, yes, they do. This was published in the Hearing Journal, huh? What? Researchers compiled pairs of words thought to be more socially relevant to men, such as beer and football, and then relevant to women, including chocolate and shopping. I don't like to shop. I hate shopping. I'll be tuning out shopping. And then combine them in a single list. This is science, people. The list was then read out to 40 men and 40 women. On average, excuse me, men correctly recalled more male than female words, and women correctly recalled more female words. I find this insulting. Chocolate, yes, I will respond to that, but not shopping. According to John Phillips, a consultant ear, nose, and throat surgeon from Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Foundation Trust, better known as Nana Ahafuta, for a long time, patients remark that their spouses have selective hearing, so it's been fun explaining that there is some truth in what they say. Researchers are investigating whether giving a man a neck and shoulder massage could increase his fertility. Here's another study. They believe that a traditional Swedish massage, 15 minutes before, oh boy, oh boy. Yo, okay, guys, this is, we gotta, okay. I was only expecting this to be about the hearing. Okay, cover your kids' ears. They say, this is being reported by Daily Mail. It's a clean magazine. They believe that giving traditional Swedish massage 15 minutes before a man provides semen for intrauterine insemination may improve the chances of it working. Why? They want you to relax and not produce the stress hormone cortisol, because then you will have an increased volume of semen and therefore increased healthy sperm available. Apparently, the trial was done at the Carolinas Medical Center, right? And I guess it follows Italian research that found that emotional stress affects fertility, which is why you can't expect a man, if you're ovulating, to just jump into bed and have sex, okay? They got to kind of be in the mood. Guys need to be in the mood. I know a lot of women think guys don't have to be in the mood. You don't have to turn them on. You don't have to shave your legs. You do. They say the number of healthy sperm was reduced in stressed men, but then rose when the stress was treated. And neck and shoulder massage have been shown to lower levels of anxiety. You know, one of these days our show needs to cover what the difference is between a Swedish massage, a German massage, a Vietnamese massage. We need to, I need to figure that out. I don't really know what the difference is between the massages. I don't really go and get massages. I guess a Swedish, I don't know what a Swedish massage is. I know what Swedish pancakes are. I like those at IHOP. Okay, then here's another study. Irritable bowel is eased by baked potatoes. Remember that? We talked about this. They say potatoes may be a good way to tackle the constipation in irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome is where you bloat a lot. You have alternating diarrhea, constipation. Some of you guys actually have gluten allergies. Some of you have intolerances to food. But we lump it all into irritable bowel syndrome until we can figure out what the hell is going on. So what they did is they looked at 400 people with IBS and found that eating potatoes almost halved the severity of the symptoms of patients with constipation. Is it the fiber? Is it the starches? We don't know. But they did find that some of the potatoes did increase diarrhea in others. Okay? And remember, sometimes fiber could bother people with irritable bowel. So where does the fiber come from in a potato? Usually the potato skin. I know some of us like to eat fried potato skins. No, I'm not condoning that one. All right, this study came from Ohio State University. That was some pretty good stuff. You see, you guys are learning something on my show. That wasn't that bad, was it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Getting scary now. Now they're saying 60% of teenage girls are obese. 60%, with only 40% not obese. They say the waist of the average 15-year-old girl has increased 13 centimeters in the past 2 decades. Kids are getting heavier. They say recent statistics which judge obesity by BMI have indicated that there may be a leveling off, but they're not looking at waist circumference, according to the study. So health experts are, of course, worried that central obesity, right, is something that maybe we should be monitoring more than BMI. And if these girls don't have small waists, that could be a sign of fat in and around the abdominal organs in the right. Okay, I mean, we've talked about how you can't just rely on BMI. All right, and fat around the stomach is obviously riskier than elsewhere around the body because it has more of an effect on vital organs. Tummy fat also produces certain, shall we say, hormone changes, etc., and it could fuel breast cancer, heart disease, liver problems, etc. Right? They also think that a lot of people with increased abdominal obesity will have trouble with fertility, polycystic ovarian disease, etc., etc. A study led by Dr. Claire Griffiths, who with child obesity expert Professor Paul Gately and Dr. Paul Marchart, okay, and there's all these other people I need to give credit to, compared BMI, waist circumference, and waist-to-height ratio data, looking at Leeds school children in Europe, okay? And they found that even though the BMI remains stable, because remember we said childhood obesity was leveling off? Remember that study last month saying childhood obesity started to level off, we're doing a great job? They were only looking at BMI. Now that they're looking at waist circumference, they're like, wait a second, we got something here. All right, we have something's going on here. All right, now, the other thing, too, is, you know, we had that study last week saying our kids are not as athletic as you and I used to be or are today. You know, my son is running today his mile, his first mile. He's in the fifth grade. And he was kind of panicking about it. Boy, I hope I could do that okay. So I made sure he had a good protein breakfast, you know. And, you know, I told him, I go, you know, my mile, I used to do a 6-minute mile. Not the best score, but a 6-minute mile I thought was okay. It's going to be very interesting to see. Now, and remember, I was a girl. It's going to be very interesting to see. Now, this boy, you know, the second boy that I have, very athletic. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. Now, I had my 6-minute mile in the 7th grade or 8th grade, I believe. Okay, he's only in the 5th grade, so I'm not expecting much. But if a 5th grader's mile is over 8-9 minutes, I'm going to be a little concerned, especially since he's a boy. Now, I'm not saying we have to judge the mile. Okay, and again, you know, you have shortness of breath, you have chest pain, I want you to slow it down. Okay, and I told him, I don't want him to overrun, I want him to pace himself. You know, everybody always runs at the start, you know, because they want to be ahead and then they peter out. Not when you're running a mile. Okay, just pace yourself, right? Okay, you know, you don't have to be so overly slow, but you want to pace yourself. Okay, you want to get into that center lane. Right? You know, so you have the least amount to run, etc. Okay, you know, don't push everybody else, it's not a race. But it'll be interesting to see what his time was. I hope we get a time. I hope he doesn't lie. You know, because again, a 6-minute mile, you know, for his mommy, you know, he likes to compete with me. And I don't want him to compete. But I'm kind of using that as a, you know, just kind of as a, you know, reminder of, you know, just kind of as a barometer. I'd like to see where these kids are. I'd like to see what the fastest kid was. All right. Now, I'm kind of shocked that here he is in the 5th grade running his first mile. I was running miles in the 2nd grade, 3rd grade. PE was a lot different today than it is now. And, you know, I told you, I think PE, right, should, rather than be dodgeball and badminton and things like that, even though those are cool games, I think they should be about teaching kids how to work out, all right, Pilates, yoga, hiking, jogging, right? You know, everybody for an hour a day has to do some sort of activity, exercise, all right? You know, workout machines, learning how to use workout machines, okay? One day a week you guys have to do a workout machine. One day a week you guys have to jog. One day a week you guys go for a hike around the school. One day a week you guys could play a game, like on Fridays you could do a game, right? And then, you know, one of the other ones would be like a yoga or Pilates or weightlifting, you know? I mean, why not? Okay, I mean, it's not girly, it's not too much guy. I think women should learn how to lift weights. I think guys should know how to do Pilates and yoga. Why not? I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what the kids' scores are now, because I was really shocked that my 11-year-old, this is the first time he's running a mile. What the hell am I paying taxes for school? Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's easy for us as adults to kind of look and go, oh, you know, these kids are doing it wrong. Everybody's doing it wrong. You know, and nobody listens. One of the other moms in the school had wanted to bring up that same thing. You know, why aren't we, promoting hiking and things like that? I agreed with her 100%. You know, and I give her credit, you know, for my taking that one step further and, you know, telling what I think we should do. Now, this is interesting. This article being reported by Daily Mail says mothers today need 200 fewer calories than their 1965 counterparts because we do less housework and we watch more TV. If you thought that was a sexist statement, we got to read on here. All right. They say over 45 years, mothers with younger children reported doing 14 fewer hours of exercise a week. Right? We do less work around the house, and we watch a lot more TV. They say an American study was found that women today spend more time engaged in sedentary activities than in cooking, cleaning, and exercising combined. Men do not fare much better. They burn less calories at work, spent more time in front of the screens watching TV. Is that crazy? You know? I mean, but you know what? It's true. I do. I do see less chores. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So students are lagging around average on science, math, and reading. This is embarrassing. According to the WashingtonPost.com, 15-year-olds in the United States, their scores were flat while their counterparts in Shanghai, Singapore, other Asian provinces and countries soared ahead. This was a well-regarded international exam. I'm not sure what the exam was called. Oh, here it is. The 2012 Program for International Student Assessment. This was administered last fall. All right? And they say U.S. teenagers scored slightly above average in reading. Their scores were average in science and below average in math compared to 64 other countries and economies that participated in this 2012 study, or this 2012 test. They say the pattern has not changed much since PISA, Program for International Student Assessment, was first administered back in 2000. Apparently, according to Jack Buckley, commissioner at the National Center for Educational Statistics, it's a research arm of the U.S. Department of Education, says our scores are stagnant. We're not seeing any improvement in our 15-year-olds. Now, they say this test score offers fresh evidence for those who argue that the United States is losing ground to competitors in the global market. Of course we are. And others who say a decade's worth of school reform has done little to improve educational outcomes. We could just kind of go back and forth on the No Child Left Behind, race to the top. I mean, you know, intentions were good, but are we really, are we really doing this right? You know, hyper-testing students, sanctioning teachers, closing down schools. I mean, did we really improve the education? According to Randy Weingarten, president of the American Foundation of Teachers, said in a statement, this has failed to improve the quality of the American public education. Now, Shanghai dominated the exam, occupying the top slot in all three subjects. Apparently, they've kicked butt on this PISA now for the past decade. Germany, Poland, Vietnam were among several countries that made significant improvements in their test scores. Finland dropped from its top score in some of the exams, but they're still doing very, very good. Finland has a good, you know. Now, you're supposed to do a lot of word problems with these. So it's not just, you know, find the slope-intercept type of thing. You know, you're supposed to apply it to real-life problems. And, 28 countries did better than us in math. You know, usually the United States kind of kicks butt in math, you know, other countries, whoa, they beat us. You know, what's going on here? Are we having a problem with our teaching? Are we having a problem with our students? You know, what's going on in the U.S. that's different than what's going on in other states, countries, et cetera? All right. I'm not really sure. All right. You know, I mean, I remember the school system I grew up in. And, I went to 12 different schools. I remember getting spanked by the teachers. Didn't really think that helped. Didn't make me a smarter person, but they could spank us. I remember being very afraid of the teachers. Okay. I remember being very afraid of my parents. You know, because, you know, when my sister and brother, I always had good grades, but coming home with bad grades, you got busted and busted bad. So I do remember a time when parents were a lot more involved. And there were a lot of consequences for bad grades, a lot of consequences. Now, if my kids get a D, I mean, we don't hit them. I mean, when we were kids, we'd get hit. We'd get, you know, beaten with a belt. I mean, we got in trouble bad for Ds. Now, you know, if my kid, you know, comes home with a D or whatever, we tell them to try harder. You know, tell them no more video games. I mean, and I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, that's what we do in our household. You know, but where I think I fail as a parent is, I don't really help my kids with their homework as much as I should, okay? I mean, you guys know I got a very busy day. I do full-time radio. I do a full-time office, okay? You know, and then, of course, I have to prep. I have to do reports. So when I come home, I'm exhausted. I am exhausted, all right? I don't have the energy or the mentation or the work ethic left to sit there and then do my kids' homework. So my kids either go to daddy or they're kind of on their own, right, if daddy's tired. And that could be something different. You know, I mean, my mom worked, you know, sporadically, but for the most part, she would be home. So if I did need help with my homework, I could ask her. I didn't want to because asking my mom for my homework, right, she'd turn around and give me her own homework. Okay, you know what I want you to do after you do this? Give me an essay on why you need to punctuate correctly. And I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to ask her. Maybe she did that on purpose. I wouldn't ask her. But still, you know, the older sister, I mean, I would use, you know, when I try to ask older brother to help younger brother for his homework, oh, my gosh. Right? When I ask him, he's like, oh, my gosh, he's so stupid. Why is he so stupid? Okay, come here, stupid. And then I'm like, okay, now you're busted for calling your brother stupid. It just turns into a big mess. But, I mean, why is it? Why are we so behind? We are the United Flippin' States, for crying out loud. We should be blowing everybody out of the water. Look at what we're paying in taxes. Look at our tax dollars. Well, maybe we're not paying as much as these other countries. All right? I mean, maybe we are really underpaying our teachers and we're not attracting, I don't know, PhDs. I mean, should we have PhDs teach, you know, our school? I'd say no. I had a couple PhDs teach me in college. They were PhDs and, you know, they knew their subject, but I don't think they were able to relay the information. I mean, to be a teacher, that takes an art. You know, just because you know how to do calculus or you know how to do math or you know your theorems and your Pythagorean theorems and you know your geometry and your trig and your cos and your sine and your tan doesn't mean you could put it into a form where kids will remember it. Okay? Teaching is much different than knowing your subject and lecturing. There's a big difference between teaching and lecturing. And so I don't know. You know, I mean, do kids, you know, are they in school longer in some of these other countries? Longer than they are here? You know, I mean, I remember my school day started at 7 and I got out at about 2, 3 o'clock. I guess nowadays some of these high schools get out at 1:30. Now, that's great if the kid has a job. They could still be able to work a part-time job. That's kind of cool. You know, I mean, a lot of us, we need our kids to work. You know, I get that. I mean, we are in a recession, et cetera. But, you know, where are the priorities? You know, and then like we talked about in the first hour, when I asked kids, you know, about, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you know, when I would be, you know, doing this kid's school physicals or sports physicals in my office, I'd be asking them, okay, what are you going to do after, you know, after high school? Many of them said, I'm going to, you know, take some college classes. All right. Nowadays, many of them are saying, no, I'm going to work. I got to work. We got to support the family. College degree doesn't mean anything anymore. So, I mean, we're starting to see a different, look on education and what education means. Now, personally, I think all our students should be made to be bilingual, okay, even trilingual. I think we're at a huge disadvantage that many of our students can only speak one language, all right? That's frightening, especially when most countries learn their native language in English, all right? Now, I understand, you know, which language do we teach them? German? Do we teach them Austrian? Do we teach them Swedish, Vietnamese, Chinese? I don't care. Just another language, all right? Right now, many schools teach Spanish, but the Spanish, it's not as ingrained. They aren't really working on conversational Spanish to the degree that they should. You know, having Spanish as an elective, that's not enough. I mean, I took 5 years of Spanish. I started in eighth grade and then all throughout high school. And it wasn't until I lived in California when I was fluent. I mean, you need to really entrench. Now, mind you, my Spanish teacher would only allow us to speak Spanish in class. All right. But for an hour a day, that's not enough. All right. And again, if our parents were bilingual, all right, if your brother and sister were bilingual, maybe you could keep it up. Now, it was very interesting. I had a Latino kid that I was taking a look at, and mom was in the room, and, you know, mom had a very strong, you know, Latino accent. I knew she was bilingual, so I talked to him. I was going to do the exam in Spanish with him, and I don't speak Spanish. So even kids of bilingual parents are bucking learning both languages. We need to change our attitude. We should all be speaking a couple languages, okay? Comprende esto? Bien. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Right now, President Obama is making a statement on the health care law, trying to hopefully incite more and more people to enroll in Obamacare. I have to admit, they are putting work into it, even though it's a complete cluster, it's not working, it was planned to fail, and they don't appear to be blowing it off. Their priorities may be off, hoping to, make everybody happy before the next election, okay, not really caring about the economic impact of all of this and, caring that everybody's losing their health insurance, etc. But I have to admit, they are working. And I gotta give them that. whether he could convince enough people, because again, for this to work, you need enough people buying into the system. We need enough healthy dollars being put in to take care of sick dollars. We're not seeing that. Okay? Now we're up to 41 million people not having insurance. That number is going to probably double because so many of us are losing our health insurance. So, I mean, I'm about to be uninsured as well. And so, I don't know what he's saying right now. I'd love to get a live feed, but then again, maybe I don't, okay? Because, you know, he's just kind of, again, trying to push why this is monumental and why this is going to help our future, et cetera. And, I think for something that is disrupted so much of the economy and so much of our healthcare futures, I think this was one of the biggest debacles in his presidency ever. But this is his claim to fame, so it will be named Obamacare. Right? It'll be joked about, but it's no joke. It's no joke at all. Pretty scary stuff. All right, so I guess if any of you young ones are out there and you got a few $100 a month to spend on health insurance, he's asking you to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys heard of this. This is amazing. A Nigerian man has survived for 60 hours, okay, at the bottom of the ocean by finding an air pocket in his sunken tugboat. This was freezing water. He was dressed only in boxer shorts. Harrison Orjegba Okin was on a boat that capsized in July in the Atlantic Ocean off the Nigerian coast. 11 crew members died, but Okin, who was the cook, survived for almost 3 days by finding an air pocket before he was discovered by South African rescue divers. Images and video from his rescue were released this week. The video shows him reaching his hand out to show the rescue diver he is alive. The footage then pans to him in waist-deep water. The divers give Okin water and oxygen before equipping him with scuba gear and getting him to safety. It was colder, but he recited a psalm his wife had sent by text message. Oh God, by your name save me. The Lord sustains us. This is incredible. If I'm in an air pocket, I would not want to lift up the boat and let any more water sneak in. I don't know how he was able to let them see his hand, but, pretty incredible stuff. Urge you to look at the video. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also incredible. Human stem cells have been able to create lung tissue. This is the first time they have been able to make functioning lung cells out of stem cells. All right. They have thus far been able to do heart, intestine, liver, nerves, and pancreas. Now that they are able to make lung and airway cells, remember, this is going to be the future of transplants, where we will use our own stem cells to generate lung tissue and generate tissue of heart, whatever, pancreas, etc., so that we don't have to rely on other people's organs, which are far and few between, like what you saw with what happened with the child that had a genetic disorder where she was rejected to receive a heart because they only have X amount of hearts and they want to give it to somebody who doesn't have a condition that would cause tumors in the heart, etc., which is why I guess she had been declined by the hospital. We use stem cells and we make our own hearts. We make our own, organs. This is incredible. You know, and you wonder, you know, cause this is going to take some time, right? Cause you got to get the pluripotent stem cells. You got to induce them. You got to program them, right? Then induce them to make the cell type that you want. Okay. And remember, you know, lungs, heart, pancreas, these are juicy type organs. There's a lot of things that have to go right with these organs. I'm almost wondering if what would later happen is we just, you know, we donate the stem cells and then we have a bank of our organs. The heart, now, I'm sure somebody's going to mix something up. I mean, things happen. But then you don't have to worry about getting HIV. You don't have to worry about hepatitis, you know, and then you have the organs. And then when you need something, you unfreeze it and you use it. That would be really, really cool. Researchers found evidence suggesting the cells could develop into six types of lung and airway epithelial cells. It includes the cells that make the surfactant, which is the liquid that covers the alveoli, where the gas exchange occurs, etc. And so, you know, for those people that have, like, say, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis or, you know, you could actually then make the epithelial cells, the alveolar cells, and transplant them. And, of course, these would be autologous because you aren't using it from somebody else. You're using it from your own. So hopefully you don't have to then, you know, worry about rejection. I mean, there still could be some sort of a rejection, you know, an infection, et cetera, but nothing like using somebody else's organ. Remember, the body is very, very smart. So that's pretty, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More research has come out saying, look, shingles that appears to be on rise in the United States is not from the chickenpox vaccine. Okay? I never thought shingles came from the chickenpox vaccine because the chickenpox vaccine has only been out for, what, maybe less than 20 years. And many people that get shingles are 60s, 70s, 50s. So, I mean, my age group, I never got the chickenpox vaccine. I got regular chickenpox. So if I get shingles, it wasn't from the vaccine. You know, I never really thought the vaccine was an issue. Now, shingles is caused by chickenpox. The actual chickenpox virus that decides to come out when you're stressed. Okay, and a lot of us are stressed. All right, but the vaccination has started roughly since the, I don't know, like the 1990s, like about 20-some years. All right, but the vaccine program wasn't introduced till 1996. I was in training when we started. So that means people in their maybe 20s, 30s would then have to have then be getting the shingles, and that's not where we're seeing the increase in shingles. We're seeing, you know, the increase in shingles in older people. All right, so they didn't really, though, notice any difference between those who got the chickenpox vaccine versus, you know, those who didn't. So, again, more proof saying, look, you know, I really wouldn't panic about that. Again, shingles vaccine, you can get over age 60, but many states are allowing their 50-year-olds on plus to be able to get the shingles vaccine. I would recommend it because you don't know when your shingles is going to hit. You don't know where that chickenpox decides to hide out, where it's going to come out, and if it's going to come out and attack your eye, etc. So I definitely recommend getting protected. Very safe vaccine from what we're seeing thus far. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Black men raised by a single parent more prone to high blood pressure. Now, African Americans are already more prone to high blood pressure, but if you're a single parent, apparently this is a study that looks at living arrangements of kids and them later having high blood pressure. The study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, where they analyzed data of more than 500 black men in Washington, D.C., who were taking part in a long-term Howard University family study. And they adjusted factors for blood pressure, age, exercise, weight, medical history, etc. And people that had a two-parent household for one or more years of their childhood had less systolic blood pressure reading than those who were living in a single-parent family. Men who spent 1 to 12 years of their childhood in a two-parent home had even less, lower blood pressure. So, you know, it's kind of interesting when we try to relate environment to health. All right, but remember, stress is a part of it. And if your body is in a higher state of stress, you know, maybe. All right, guys, I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you all have a good day. Make sure you be safe, and God bless.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.